How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So if you're an active user of Instagram, you will understand the importance of Instagram stories. They are incredibly powerful to building an audience, nurturing an audience, leveraging an audience. But many are scared to use Instagram stories to their advantage, or they simply don't understand how to best use their Instagram stories for whatever they may be trying to achieve on Instagram. So today, I wanted to talk about a few reasons as to why you could be using Instagram stories, and specifically how to best use your Instagram stories, because as I said, they are so powerful. So if you aren't using them to your advantage, you could be missing out on so much opportunity. So without any further ado, let's just dive straight into point number one. So there are various reasons as to why you could be using Instagram stories, but when I break it down, I like to break down stories into three specific pillars, three different reasons as to why you're going to be posting on your story. You have personal, you have interactive, and then you have sales-based stories. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each of these one by one to help you understand them in a bit more detail and help you understand why you need to be using each of them and how often you should be using each of them, because you don't want too much of one and not enough of the other. So, personal. What is the point in personal stories? We all know that Instagram stories are very laid back. You post them, they disappear in 24 hours. They don't have to be as polished as your feed content. You can simply hold your phone up, post what you're doing, and that's it. You don't have to worry about editing. You don't have to worry about it being perfect. It's there, it's up, it's gone. So this is why Instagram stories can be incredibly personal. And what I mean by personal content, I mean day-to-day things that help your audience to get to know you in more detail. This is where you can truly build a relationship with your audience, because you need to remember those that are viewing your Instagram stories are those that are most interested in you as a creator, because your stories are essentially the behind the scenes. It's extra content outside of your feed content. So those that are viewing your stories are really interested in you and what you do. And when you're posting personal content, they begin to get to know you on a more personal level. And this is where you can build that relationship. That's where you build that added trust with your audience, because your feed content alone isn't enough to do that. It can build trust to a certain extent, but to go beyond that and help people get to know you as if they were your friend, then you're going to have to need that personal content on your stories to give them behind the scenes and let them know what you get up to on a day-to-day basis. So you need to just get in the habit of storytelling, telling your day. If you bump into somebody, or if you start doing something that you think your followers may find interesting, or it's applicable to something that could help them learn, or a process that they may be going through, or simply something you find fun that helps people understand your personality a little bit more, post it on your story, because that's going to help them get to know you, build that relationship, which builds that trust. So get in the habit of understanding little parts of your day that could be shared with your audience. It may be a mini daily vlog. It can simply be that easy. Just tell what you're doing throughout the day. Now, I don't mean you are taking your dog out for a walk. Try and keep it somewhat applicable to the niche you're in, so you're still providing value to your audience. So your work day, for example, if you are having a call with a client, post a picture of the call with your client. If you come across a problem, let your audience know that problem. Little things along the lines that you encounter throughout your day that people can see are further behind the scenes of, which helps build that trust and relationship, because they are seeing that added detail of your day-to-day life. So, pillar number one, personal content. Pillar number two interactive content. Personal content's fantastic, but it is simply your audience watching you. They don't get to interact with you. Interactive content is where you utilize the stickers and you can create some polls, you can create some quizzes, you can create some questionnaires, you name it. Start utilizing stickers so that your audience can interact with you so that they feel as if they are talking to you and having some input as to what you do day to day and your content strategy. For example, asking a question, what content do you want to see this week? Allows people to give some examples, you can use them to your advantage. But then if you come up with one of these content ideas and you produce something that one of your followers has suggested, they're going to look at that piece of content and go, oh wow, they really took my advice on board. They listened to me and produce a piece of content that I wanted to see and that I suggested. I really like this creator because they're catering to my needs. They're listening to me. Not many creators do that. And if you do do that, it's going to show to your audience that you actually care. And interactive stories are a bit more exciting. It gives people their chance to share their opinion or prove their expertise to you. People like to show off, believe it or not. So if you give people the opportunity to do so, that's fantastic. Now, a Q&A is a really good example of how you can just get your audience to interact with you. They want to know what you talk about. They want to pick your brains. If you give them the opportunity to do so, they're going to jump at that. But this also works in your favor because then you get to further prove your expertise by responding to these questions in a professional, value-providing manner. So think about ways you can start producing some interactive stories because this will increase your audience engagement. Those that begin engaging with your stories are highly likely to continue engaging with your feed posts as well, which is going to help increase your engagement rate and keep your comments, likes, shares, you name it, up to the maximum amount possible. And that's what you want. You want an engaged audience. You don't want followers that simply follow you but don't interact. You want those that follow you and truly care about what you do day to day. Now, moving on to the final pillar, sales-based stories. Like I said earlier, those that are viewing your stories are your followers that care most about you. And the followers that care most about you and trust you the most are the ones that are most likely to buy. This makes your stories the perfect place to build interaction with your audience, understand those that actually want to buy your products, and therefore you can start conversations with them. So asking questions that could generate a lead or give you an answer that entices the fact that they would be interested in your product or service, so that then you can take that data, reach out to that person, and then start a conversation with them. If you aren't currently using your stories for sales and you're only using your feed posts, you could be missing out on so much revenue that you didn't even know was there. You need to start using your stories for sales. If you aren't, you're missing out. And it's not like you're creating feed post salesy content that is just pushing your product or service to your audience 24/7. I would try and just use your stories for this. Of course, you can have a feed post every now and again, but stories is something that's, as I say, a little bit more laid back. It disappears in 24 hours. It's not something that everybody's going to be coming across and going, oh, this person just produced salesy content all the time. You can just put it up there, put the offer out there, see what people say, leave it, move on. But at the beginning, I did say I was going to talk about how often you should be using each of these pillars. Sales-based stories are not something you should be posting every single day, because that will get annoying. People will see your stories as just a place that you are going to attract more customers. Now, sales-based stories are fine if you are producing the other pillars of personal and interactive stories more often than the fact that you are producing sales-based stories. Those two pillars need to massively outweigh the sales content, because then that's not going to make it seem like you're always selling. If you can get a good balance, if you can get into the hang of posting that personal content, documenting your day, having those interactive stories within also, then when you do post a sales-based story every now and again, it's not going to seem as bad. So think about this. Don't just go ahead and post sales stories and sales stories only because you think it's the best way to get customers. It won't work if you don't have those other supporting pillars alongside, because people aren't going to want to view your stories in the first place, because they're always going to come onto them and see sales-based stories. If you can get people onto your stories in the first place because they enjoy consuming them, because you have that personal content, because you have that interactive content, that's only going to further support the fact of you posting those sales-based stories and getting a better conversion rate from them, because more people will be viewing your story in the first place. So to make the sales-based stories work, you need the other pillars supporting them. If you don't, they're not going to work because nobody's going to want to view your stories. Now, posting stories can be very daunting at first. If you're not used to video content, if you're not used to coming up with content ideas for your stories, it's difficult. You probably won't post many, but try and get into the habit of posting 5 or 6 stories a day, and then it will become natural. Trust me. You will get into the flow of coming up with ideas of what to document, what people enjoy consuming, when to post a Q&A, when to post a poll, when to be interactive with your audience, when to make that offer of a sales-based post. Now, if you don't just practice and post on your stories, that's never going to happen. So please, if you haven't started posting your stories already, start today and try to post 5 to 6 stories every single day. And that is the best way to use your Instagram stories. Now, before you head off from this podcast, I just wanted to say that I am looking for the most motivated members of the Social Media Marketing School community. And as a thank you for listening to the podcast, I want to offer you the opportunity to book a free 1-hour strategy session with one of the Social Media Business Academy team members, so that we can actually uncover some true pain points and work out what is actually holding you back from building this business that you truly, truly know that you are capable of building, and see if we can help you fix those things. So if you're a coach, consultant, or a service provider who is looking to uncover their true value, build a high ticket offer. That means selling something to your audience for more than $2,000, and attract ready to pay clients by leveraging Instagram and other organic social media marketing methods, book that call now. I must say, these slots will fill up quickly. So if you want that opportunity, if you want to learn how to do those things, how to craft that high ticket offer in less than a day, how to land your first clients organically without even spending a penny, and create high quality content that attracts, nurtures, and actually converts your viewers into clients, this call is something you need to book. So head to the top link in the description, book that call in with one of the SMBA team members, and let's see what we can do to help.